Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to high school varsity baseball. Tonight, it's Gordon Lemmy Field can be the Rossville Hornets and the Central Catholic Knights can be for the championship game right here at Lafayette Central Catholic High School regional competition. We thank you for tuning in and thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Will Mitchell, you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. The umpires are arriving. Four of them are getting ready to have the umpire meeting at home plate. We'll talk a little bit about what's happening in the regional competition Class 1A. At Lagodi High School, Game 1, New Washington went against Tecumseh. Tecumseh, the home team, Tecumseh got the win, 11-1. The second game, right there at 12:30, it was Bar Reeve and Borden. Bar Reeve, the visiting team, got the win, 3-1 over Borden. At Morristown, that's been still in the upper bracket, Morristown High School, it was Rising Sun and Shackamack. Shackamack, the home team, got the win 3-0 over Rising Sun. We're mentioning at Morristown's second game, 2 p.m. start time. It was Traders Point, the visitors, going against Indianapolis Lutheran. The home team, Indianapolis Lutheran, captured the win 7-4. We'll talk about the lower bracket now. We'll talk about Lafayette Central Catholic. Destination right there. We'll mention the 11 a.m. game. It was Cowan and Rossville. Rossville, the home team, got the win 11-1 in five innings. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic went against Union City in the second game. It started at 1:30. It was Lafayette Central Catholic 12, Union City 2, also a five-inning ball game. We'll mention South Bend, Washington. At South Bend, Washington today, the 11 a.m. game was South Central and Caston. South Central, the visitors got the win 7-3 over Caston. In the second game, it started about 1 p.m. It was Fremont and Morgan Township. The visiting team, Fremont, got the win 7-3 over Morgan Township. We'll let you know happening tonight in the championship ball games. We'll mention that Lagodi, the visitors, is Tecumseh. They're going against Bar Reeve. That's going to start at 7:30. An 8 o'clock start at Morristown. So the Shackamack, the visiting team, they'll go against Indianapolis Lutheran. As mentioned, that's an 8 p.m. ball game. Here at Lafayette Central Catholic, it's Rossville, the visiting team, going against Central Catholic. That game will start about 7:30. They're introducing starting lineups right now. We'll mention also at South Bend tonight, South Bend, Washington, South Central, the visiting team, going against Fremont. We'll mention the upper bracket, that's Lagodi and Morristown. That winner will go to Mooresville or Jasper next week on the 11th for the semi-state. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic, winner of the regional, going against the South Bend Washington winner. They will go to LaPorte or Kokomo. That will be decided early in the week. Getting ready for the national anthem. We're going to have a live version of the national anthem. Talked to her just a bit in the press box. Last time she sang, they was kind of hurried her up there because they sang the anthem a little bit earlier than she was ready for. She went up in the booth. She did a fine job. She was a bit winded. Probably hear a real good rendition tonight. Central Catholic student going to bless us with the national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we're going to stand up. We'll set this down for our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? I stand by doors to the perilous fight, for the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the Baltic glaciers so that bursting in our gate
national anthem. 2.5 octaves and she nailed it. Well done. We'll mention a little bit about the school. Before we get started, we'll talk about the Rossville Hornets. Rossville Hornets, that school was founded in 1896. They're Class 1A. They came out of Sectional 54. That's at Tri-County. There were 6 teams there. They were Clinton Central, Frontier, Rossville, Sheridan, South Newton, and Tri-County. The principal at Rosedale and Rossville High School is Terry Thompson, the athletic director. He was most instrumental for putting me in sports. That's Nathan Burkle. The athletic secretary is Judy Homko. Rossville High School is located at 1 Robert Egley Drive, Rossville, Indiana, 46065. You can dial them by phone at 765-379-2990. On the web, it's rcfd.k12.in.us. They wear the colors red and black. They perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. They finished 9-7, fourth place in the Hoosier Heartland. In that conference is Carroll, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Delphi, Eastern, Rossville, Sheridan, Taylor, Tri-Central. Rossville Hornets are currently 18 wins, 12 losses. Their head coach is Brad Scott. He gets the warm-up crosses right there. Nice out on the diamond. Doing the pitching tonight for the Knights is number 27, Ben Major. He enters this ball game with 44 innings under his belt. This is his 11th game to participate as a pitcher. His 9th start. He's faced 172 batters. He's 7-1 on the season. He's walked 12. He struck out 75. 23 of those batters were looking. Getting ready to bat here in the top of the first inning. Dylan Lobenthal, number 24, playing right field. Going to get this game underway at 7:27 p.m. Lights are on. They're full-fledged. Not quite needed yet. They will be eventually. Right-handed batter steps in. Dylan Lobenthal, first pitch from Mazur. Just above the zone. One ball, no strikes.
7:27 p.m.
A step back on the rubber. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Peering in, signals. Here's a wind. Pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes one ball, one strike. Tap to break. Dylan Lobenthal working on the diamond against Ben Mazur. Ground ball, back to Mazur. Mazur fields it, throws on to first base. Gets the foot out with Justin Brady. One out, top of the first inning. Next batter for the Hornets going to step in, number 16, Lance Hanna. Lance Hanna plays shortstop. These two teams are familiar with one another. They played earlier in the season. It was a 2-0 ball game. Knights got the win. A year ago, Rossville got the win at Central Catholic. Working the windup, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in high for ball one. Lance Hanna, shortstop, number 16, another right-handed batter from the Rossville Hornets. Here comes a wind from Mazur. Tries to check and swing. Going to call it a strike at home plate. No check needed, A position umpire. Count goes one ball, one strike. One out, top of the first inning. Pitch comes in, strike called. Pretty good velocity off of that right arm of Ben Mazur. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Lance Hanna, Ben Mather. Breaking pitch, misses low and away. Count goes 2-2. 2-2 count. Ben Mather working from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. It's like a drive to right field. Cade Minnick going to back up, move to his left, make the catch. I'm from the warning track. About 270-foot drive, airborne. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in, number 30, Jace Jacoby. Jace Jacoby, another right-handed batter. Pretty good-sized young man. Jace Jacoby plays first base. Peering in, looking at signals, Ben Mather. There comes the wind to Jacoby. Strike called. Fastball right across the dish. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Jace Jacoby, here's the pitch. Low and away, outside, going to get by the glove of Ryan Schumer. We'll track that one down. One ball, one strike. Working out the dugout right there, Lance Hanna. Getting that ball in a hurry. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Jace Jacoby. Third batter here in the top of the first inning. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jace Jacoby going to step back in. Here comes the wind from Mazur, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, he'll go down swinging. Three up, three down, nice out of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll mention a little bit about Central Catholic. Central Catholic Knights. We'll mention their school began in 1956. The Class 1A, they came out of Sectional 53. Six teams in that sectional. That sectional was here at Lafayette Central Catholic. In their sectional was Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, and Riverton Park. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Denno. We'll mention the athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. Sarah Igo still a newlywed. We'll mention Central Catholic High School located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by dialing 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. In the East Division, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West Division, Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette. Central Catholic Knights currently 24 wins, 6 losses. They finished 8-1 in the Hoosier Conference. They won the conference in the Hoosier Conference at 2022. The head coach for Central Catholic Knights, an 87 graduate from Central Catholic High School, is Tim Bourdonnais. He'll throw the ball around the diamond. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. Lisa Soaked Bear, Century 21, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery and Deli, and Target Sports in Sheridan, along with Put Me In Sports and Sign Production. Stepping into bat for the Knights, Owen Munn. Working from the stretch is Matthew Ford. First pitch comes in high for ball one. Matthew Ford saw some activity in game one this morning. They got the win 11-1 over Talon. Foul ball back out of play. Owen Munn. Kell goes one ball, one strike. Owen Munn, right-handed batter. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Central Catholic in Rossville. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch crosses the plate high. Two balls, one strike. set back in. Peered in looking at signals. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Matthew Ford. Swung on ground ball. Shortstop. Going to be fielded by Lance Hanna. To throw across the diamond and get the put out with Chase Jacoby. One out. Bottom of the first inning.
The shortstop, number 24, Evan Deanhart.
Next batter to step in, Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart wears number 24. Shortstop position. Today he went 2-for-2. I should mention Owen Munn, 3-for-4 in today's ballgame. 2 runs scored, 2 RBI. Evan Deanhart, 2-for-2. He scored 2 runs. He walked twice. First pitch to Deanhart. Breaking pitch across the dish. Strike called. No balls, 1 strike. Evan Deanhart, another right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Matthew Ford. Pitch comes in just above the zone. 1-ball, 1-strike. Stay moving right along. A lot of folks on hand looking to see who will travel to the semi-state. Evan Deanhart going to pop one. Foul territory. Giving it a chase down the right field line was Dylan Lobenthal. Going to be a foul ball. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Evan Deanhart picks up the bat. Lobenthal over in right field. He's ready. 1-2 count to Evan Deanhart. Peering in looking at signals. Matthew Ford out of the set. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Matthew Ford working from that stretch. Nobody on base. Working out of a set position. Here comes a 2-2. Breaking pitch, low and away. Ball 3. Count goes full with Evan Deanhart. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Matthew Ford. Out of the set. Here comes a 3-2. Swung on. Line shot, second base. Backhanded play. Nice play, Eric Homko. Goes on to first base, Chase Jacoby. 2 out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. He's doing the pitching in this ballgame. Where's number 27? That's Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, pretty good cut at home plate. He got a double in the earlier ballgame. Ben Mazur went 1-for-2. 2 RBI. Walked once and scored a run. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Crossed the dish, knee high. Broke low and away. Count goes 0-1. Ben Mazur working against Matthew Ford. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, second base. Going to get through the wicket. Going to go into right field. Eric Homko. Could be Gators, those loose baseball. Ben Mazur makes it to first base. Ben Mazur going to give way to courtesy runner. Number 23, Nathan Bapp. Going to reach by air. Ben Mazur going to pick up his pitching glove, get ready for the top of the second. Next batter going to step in for the ninth, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer in the earlier game today went 2-for-3, had 2 RBI. Peering in, looking at signals. Matthew Ford, Alba set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. 1-ball, no strikes. Looking at signals, Coach Bordenay giving signals. Get a loose swing out of the box here. Ryan Schumer. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Pickoff move nonchalant. Backhead first safe is Baps. Getting loose, getting used to his motion right there. Matthew Ford. Matthew Ford can bring it. That was probably about a B-minus move. He looks over at first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Outside of ball. Going to get by the glove of Colton Davis. Jogging to second base is Nathan Bapp. Bapp's at second base, 2 out. 2-0 count to Ryan Schumer. And a change of baseball right there. Never be denied if you want a new baseball. It's going to happen. So stepping out of the box there, getting loose. Ryan Schumer. 2 balls, no strikes. Nathan Bapp at second base, doing the running for Ben Mazur. 2 outs here in the bottom half of the first. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Matthew Ford, righty, facing the lefty. Two balls, one strike to Ryan Schumer. Pyramid signals, check second base, Dalva set. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the first inning. To step in the rubber. Matthew Ford checks second base out of a stretch. Peers in, looks at signals from Colton Davis. It comes to 2-2. Swing and a miss. Drop third strike. Going to get by the catcher. Going to go back to the screen. Drop third strike. Going to reach first base safely is Ryan Schumer. Breaking pitch. If you didn't know better, that was a good pitch to swing at for that same reason. Courtesy runner for the catcher, Ryan Schumer. At the first base, going to do the running is Gavin Buttell. Gavin Buttell wears number 17. Going over to third base is Nathan. Third base, Nathan Bapps. Runners on the corners for the Knights, two out. Next batter steps in for the Knights, T.J. Bell. Wears number 16, he's a D.H. He's batting in place of third baseman, Billy Owens. Owens wears number 15. Pitch comes in low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Central Catholic Knights, Rossville Hornets. A good ball game in front of us. Working out a stretch, now the set. Matthew Ford. Pitch comes in, strike called. T.J. Bell customarily lets that first strike go by. To step out of the box, they'll get signals from Coach Bordenay. Count goes one ball, one strike. Turn in looking at signals. Matthew Ford out of the set. Here comes the 1-1. Strike called. Taking off for second base is Buttell. No throw by Colton Davis. He'll fake a throw to second base. Look at third base. Everybody's stationary. Runners at second and third base. Stepping back in, C.J. Bell. Peering in, looking at signals. Matthew Ford shakes one off. He'll use this one. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Going to go over the head of Ford, fielded by the second baseman. It's number two, Eric Homko. Eric Homko heavily involved in that bottom of the first inning. Knights lead two aboard.
Bottom half of the inning.
No runs, no hits. They leave two on base. We'll go to the top of the second inning. As we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly auto trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. You can visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. Get ready to bat here in the top half of the second inning.
Getting off the top of the second for Rossville, the
pitcher. Top of the second inning is going to be the pitcher. Number nine, Matthew Ford, right-handed batter. He'll step in. No score, top of the second inning. Steps in now. Matthew Ford from the windup, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, fouled back to the screen, straight back. Right on time is Matthew Ford. No balls, one strike. Matthew Ford out of the box, he'll step in. Peering in, looking at signals, Ben Mazur. Here comes the wind and the 0-1 pitch. Right across the dish, strike called. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Matthew Ford, the four-hitter for Rossville. Here comes the wind from Mazur. Breaking pitch, finished high, ball one. 1-2 count. Mazur adjusts the cap. Puts the hair back, puts the cap back on, and step back on the rubber. 1-2 count to Matthew Ford. First batter here in the top of the second inning. Pitch comes in above the zone. Ball two. 2-2 count. Ben Mazur working against their pitcher, Matthew Ford. Matthew Ford, a right-handed batter facing the righty, Ben Mazur. Peering in looking at signals, here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss, so go down on strike. One out, top of the second inning. Next batter to step in, going to be number two, the second baseman, Eric Homko. Eric Homko, I believe it's his mom, Judy Homko, athletic secretary for Rossville. To step in, right-handed batter. Eric Homko, been busy in the bottom of the first inning at second base. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in high above the zone, ball one. Ben Mazur looking for that release point. He had it in the first inning. He's working on it right here in the second. Here comes the wind. Foul back, out of play. Count goes 1-1. Knee-high fastball. Count goes 1-1. Knights are wearing the dark navy tops with the white pants. The Hornets wearing the all-gray uniform with the red sleeves. Pitch comes in, low and away, breaking ball. Ball two. 2-1. Back on the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Just above the zone, ball three. Ben Mazur. Put some little flicks to right hand, picks, steps back on the rubber. Here's the 3-1. Strike call, right down meridian, knee high. Count goes full. 3-2. Mazur getting acquainted with the ball game. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Swung on. Line shot to second base. Owen Munn makes the catch. Ball didn't get more than 6 feet off the ground. Second out here in the bottom, the top of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for the Hornets. Colton Davis, where's number 28, plays the catcher position. Another right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch to Davis. Right down the pike. Strike call, knee-high fastball. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. And check signals. No signals given. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, thigh high. No swing, called strike. 2-2. Top of the second inning, 2 out. No score. Here comes a wind from Mazur. Fastball high for ball one. 1-2. 1 foot in, 1 foot out of the box. Just step back in. Colton Davis. Swing and a miss. Soft third strike. Going to be a catch. Going to call it a catch before the short hop. Ryan Schumer shows the umpire. So the Knights going to bat. The Hornets come up with no runs, no hits. Nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. This game is in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We'll go around the diamond. We'll mention in the field, Rockville Hornets. Pitcher is Matthew Ford, wears number 9. The hit catcher is Colton Davis, number 28. At first base is Jace Jacoby, number 30. Second base, Eric Homko, wears number 2. Shortstop, Lance Hanna, number 16. At third base, it's Ozzie Meeks, number 4. In left field, number 3, Caden Wilson. In center field, number 44, Devin Miller. In right field, number 24, Dylan Lobenthal. We'll let you know the DH in the ball game is Kion Spencer. He wears number one. He's the DH. He's batting in place of defensive player Caden Wilson. Caden Wilson in left field wears number three. In the final warm-up toss right here from Matthew Ford, the throw frozen rope to second base from Colton Davis. Bottom of the second inning. Knight's going to send to the plate. Number 32, the first baseman, Justin Brady. They'll put the ball back in the glove of Matthew Ford. They'll go to respective positions. Left-handed batter steps in, Justin Brady. Justin Brady looking for his first hit on the day. Working from a stretch, now the set. Matthew Ford, pitch comes in high, ball one. One foot in the box, one foot out. Looking for signals, none given. Out of the stretch, now the set. There comes the 1-0. Pitch comes in, strike called. One ball, one strike. Justin Brady, first baseman. Where's number 32? Matthew Ford out of the set. Nobody on base. Pitch comes in low for ball two.
No,
two balls, one strike. Third base, even with the bag. Ready to play a bunt. He's up on the lip of the grass, swinging a miss. With foul tip at around home plate. 2-2 count. Justin Brady, left-handed batter's box. Facing the righty, Matthew Ford. Peering in, looking at signals. Matthew Ford out of the set. Comes the 2-2. Swung on, swinging a miss. The jog back to the dugout. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. Working right there, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Earlier today, Tyler Fox went 0-for-1. He did score a run. He captured a walk and a strikeout. First pitch in there for a strike. Breaking pitch across the dish. No balls. One strike. Right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. Working out a set. Matthew Ford. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. One out, bottom of the second inning. No score. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick plays right field. The earlier ball game, he went 1-for-2, scored a run. He got an RBI. Here comes the pitch. First pitch, low and outside, ball one. They work from the stretch once again. Nobody on base. Peering in looking at signals, Matthew Ford. There comes the 0-1. Low for a ball. Check that. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Cade Minnick. A good eye at the plate for Minnick. Out of the set, Matthew Ford. Pitch comes in high and outside. Ball three. Dave Minnick taps the play. Left-handed batter. Where's number 20? Plays right field. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball four. A four-pitch walk for Cade Minnick. They remove the batting gloves. They hand those over to Coach Ryan Johnson. Next batter's going to step in. Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins went the distance in the earlier ball game today. He's playing left field. Take that back playing center field in today's second game. Working from the stretch, now the set. Matthew Ford swung on, fouled back to the screen. Bren Robbins, 0-1 count. Cade Minnick at first base. Matthew Ford will step back in the rubber. Peers in, looks at signals. Signals from Colton Davis. Out of the set, pickoff move. First base, Cade Minnick back safely. Tag applied late. Cade Minnick at first base for the Knights. He'll work back in the rubber, peering in looking at singles. Matthew Ford checks first base down the stretch. Out of the set, breaking pitch, swing and a miss, Bryn Robbins. Kev goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Cade Minnick might be on his horse right here. 0-2 count for Robbins. Peering in, looking at singles. Now the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in low for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Bryn Robbins looking at singles. Third base coach, Coach Bordenay. Cade Minnick at first base, two out. Bottom of the second inning, no score. Peering in, looking at singles, out of the stretch, now the set. There's a 1-2, taken off for second base, ball three, as the pitch comes in. Stealing second base is Cade Minnick. 2-2 count. Bryn Robbins is set back in. Back in the rubber, Matthew Ford. Working from the stretch, he'll check second base. The 2-2 pitch. Hit by pitch. Bryn Robbins is going to jog down to first base. Just as though nothing happened. Runners at first and second base. Bryn Robbins at first, Caden Minnick at second. Getting ready to bat. The one hitter for the Knights, Owen Munn. Owen Munn steps in. 29 game stats, Owen Munn batting 359, 464 on base percentage. Two aboard, two out, bottom of the second inning. Peering in looking at signals, Matthew Ford, out of set, checks second base. First pitch to Munn, high for ball one. One ball, no strikes, Munn looks for signals, none given. First and second base runners for the Knights. Two outs. Just check second base. Pitch comes in low. Going to get through the wickets. Colton Davis going to track that one down back to the wall behind the catcher's position. And the Knights runners move up 90 feet. Runners at second and third base. Matthew Ford going to ask for a new baseball. Time is out on the diamond as they clean off home plates. Owen Munn going to step back in, a 2-0 kill. Owen Munn looking for a base hit. 112 plate appearances, 92 at-bats. He'll foul one left side on the ground. He'll get you the foul fence. Slow roller. Kemp goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of the set position. Matthew Ford. Pitch comes in outside. Knee high, just misses away. Matthew Ford, wondering how that can't be a strike. He communicates with Eric Hompo on the diamond after that pitch. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball four. It's all down to first base. Owen Munn. Bases are occupied. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Brad Scott going to jog out. Going to talk to Matthew Ford. It's a mild conversation. Matthew Ford wears number 9. A member of the sophomore class, Matthew Ford. So bases loaded, two out, bottom of the second inning, no score. Conversation, the pitches man, Coach Brad Scott talking with Matthew Ford, home plate umpire working on that miniature stenographer's pad. He starts to walk out. It's one trip, they're saying. He's walking back to the dugout. Home plate umpire never even made it out of the dirt area around home plate. Next batter to step in, Evan Jeanhart. As mentioned, 2-for-2 in the earlier game today. Evan Jeanhart batting 464 in 29 games. Here comes the pitch from Ford, low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Bases loaded, Evan Jeanhart batting. Bottom of the second inning, no score. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch for a strike. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter, Evan Jeanhart. Peering in, looking at signals. Matthew Ford out of the set. Becomes a 1-1. Foul back, out of play. Two balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, Evan Dienhart. Facing the righty, Matthew Ford. Apparently looking at signals, out of the set. Stepping off the back. He'll reset. Pitcher does kind of control the pace of the ball game. Apparently looking at signals, now out of the set, Matthew Ford. Pitch comes in low. Good block by catcher Colton Davis. Colton Davis absolutely saved the run with that block. Short hop. Count goes 2-2. Evan Dienhart. Matthew Ford. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Breaking pitch. Going to get him in the box right there. Evan Dienhart going to jog to first base. Coming in to score. First round of the ball game, Caden Minnick.
Now batting the pitcher number 27.
Next batter going to step in, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur number 27. Ben Mazur on the season batting 245. That's in 29 ball games. 344 on base percentage. Ben Mazur has 5 doubles. He's got a home run. He put one right above the fair pole in left field. Working out of the set, Matthew Ford. Pitch comes in, good block. Lateral movement right there by Colton Davis. One ball, no strikes. Ben Mazur batting in the 3 position. He's batted there for a number of games now. He's doing the pitching in today's ball game for the Knights. Out of the set, Matthew Ford. Pitch comes in, going to get by the glove of Colton Davis. In to score, second run for the Knights is Bren Robbins. Base runners move up 90 feet. Runners at second and third base. Ben Mazur looking at signals. Third base coach, Coach Bordenay, he gives a hand clap, steps back in. Right-handed batter, 2-0 kill from Ford. Line drive on the ground. Good stop right there, shortstop. Len's going to score, laid out for it. He made the stop. Couldn't get up quick enough to make the throw. But a nice stop by Lance Hanna right there at shortstop position. Plugging a base to be a base hit in the hole. Ben Mazur going to jog off the diamond. His courtesy runner again is 23, Nathan Bapps. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights, the 4-hitter, Ryan Schumer. Knights have runners on the corners. 2 out. Bottom of the second inning, 3 runs in. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play. Left side. We'll mention the Hornets occupying the third base dugout. Knights occupying the first base dugout. 0-1 count for Ryan Schumer. A step back in. Working out a stretch. Matthew Ford out of the set. Becomes a 0-1. Taking off for second base. They're going to fake a throw. Nathan Bapps trying to get in a run down. Nothing doing. He'll make it to second base safely. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. One ball, one strike. Ryan Schumer steps back in. Left-handed batter. Working out a stretch, now the set, Matthew Ford. Pitch comes in low for a ball. 2-1 count. Matthew Ford, back behind the rubber. Checking second base, he'll step back in. Peer in, look at signals from Colton Davis. Now out of the set, Matthew Ford. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. 3 balls, 1 strike. Ryan Schumer may see the best pitch you'll see at this at-bat in this next pitch from Ford. 3-1 count. Out of the set, Matthew Ford. Swung on. He'll go to right field. It's going to be a long hit ball. It's going to be off the wall. It's going to bounce out into the field. You're going to have a stand-up double. 2 runs come in for the night. Nathan Bapp and Evan Dienhart. Gavin Boutel's going to jog out. Going to be the base runner. Courtesy runner for Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to put his gear on. A two base hit, two RBI hit off the bat of Ryan Schumer. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Brad Scott going to walk out, have conversation with his infielder at the pitcher's mound. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So we're going to go with another pitcher. Next pitcher going to step in.
It's
going to be number 16, Lance Hanna. He'll walk over from the shortstop position. Another right-handed pitcher. He'll get loose right now. The Hornets are going to get together. They're going to have a powwow right there behind second base, right there in the grass. All of them, minus the catcher, Colton Davis, and the pitcher, Lance Hanna. Get some warm-up tosses right there. Lance Hanna, right-handed hurler. Getting warmed up right now. Here in the bottom of the second inning, two outs. On the diamond. Next batter for the Knights. Going to step in. Going to be C.J. Bell. C.J. Bell having a conversation right there with Coach Bordenay out in front of the Hornets dugout. Doing some final warm-up tosses. The Knights have five here in the bottom of the second inning. Get some final warm-up tosses. They're going to break up there. The meeting out behind second base. Lift the grass. They'll take their respective positions. Getting some warm-up tosses. Working the curveball right there of Lance Hanna. Lance Hanna going to give the ball a rub down up there behind the pitcher's mound. Lance Hanna, a lot of energy. Lance Hanna, back in the first inning, he chased down that foul ball. He got out there in a hurry and got back. A lot of energy for this right-handed pitcher. Lance Hanna, a sophomore class pitcher. Second sophomore at the pitcher's mound in this ballgame for the Rockville Hornets. Stepping into bat, junior athlete T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter working as the D.H., in the ballgame, batting in place of Billy Owens at third base. Out of the set, first pitch from Hanna, high for ball one. Runner at second base for the Knights is Gavin Boutel. Boutel running for the catcher, Ryan Schumer, after a two-base hit, two RBI. Here's the pitch. Short off the glove, taking off for third base. Going to get him at third base. Third out in the inning. T.J. Bell will lead off the third inning with a brand new count. Knights come up with five runs. We'll go to the top of the third inning. Hornets will bat. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. We'll mention they have Titus Bakery and Deli right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. We'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. And we'll let you know Titus Bakery and Deli. Right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open on Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut for that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment, and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping into bat for Rossville, second baseman number 2, Eric Homko. Eric Homko stepping in, batting 342, 462 on base percentage. He's got to put a first pitch bunt down. Comes up empty. I take that back. This is Ozzie Meeks. Ozzie Meeks in the lineup. He's batting in the seventh position. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Mazur. But across the dish, fastball called strike. Mazur, pretty good velocity. Junior class member. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Low for ball one. Ozzie Meeks wears number 4. Plays third base. A step back in. Working out the windup, Ben Mazur. Ground ball in the infield. Billy Owens fields it. He'll throw across the diamond. But get the put out with Justin Braden. One out, top of the third inning. Next batter to step in is going to be Tyon Spencer. Tyon Spencer is going to step in, designated hitter. He wears number 1 to step in, right-handed batter. Tyon Spencer. Right-handed batter working from the windup once again. Nobody on base, one out. Top of the third inning. 5-run ball game, Knights in front. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Step back in. Looking from the windup, Ben Mazur. Facing the designated hitter. Pitch comes in high for ball 1. Checks his swing. Number 1, Kyan Spencer. Batting in place of left fielder, number 3, Caden Wilson. Fouls one back to the screen. Right on time, Kyan Spencer goes down the count, 1-2. Let's tap the plate far and near. Right-handed batter. Here comes the wind, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, breaking pitch. Takes some speed off of it, a little bit out in front of it, strike 3. Two outs, top of the third inning. Next batter to step in. Devin Miller playing center field for the Hornets. Where's number 44? Right-handed batter. Peering in looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Here comes a wind. Pitch comes in low for ball 1. A lot of fastballs from Ben Mazur. Home plate umpire kind of camping out right there and just calling the pitches. Pitch comes in. Strike called. One ball, one strike. Velocity, pretty easy to umpire velocity. Pitch comes in high for ball 1. Check that, ball 2. Two balls, one strike. Right-handed batter to step back in. Devin Miller was number 44 for the Hornets. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Ryan Schumer to ask for a ball replacement. 3 balls, 1 strike. Right-handed batter steps back in. Devin Miller. The 3-1 pitch to Miller. Inside and tight, ball 4. Ben Mazur issues his first walk. Going to bat for a second time. Lead-off batter in this ball game, Dylan Lobenthal, wears number 24, right fielder, batting 362. 495 on base percentage. Lobenthal. 102 plate appearances. Here comes the pitch. Taking off the second base and a fake a run. Ryan Schumer up ready to throw. Strike 1 called. 0-1 count. Dylan Lobenthal. 29 hits on the season. 28 base hits. His other hit is a home run. Here comes the pitch. Pickoff move, first base. Justin Brady, no tag applied. Right-handed batter, Dylan Lobenthal. Where's 24? Member of the senior class. Pitch comes in. Thinking about checking the swing. Strike called. Number 24, Dylan Lobenthal. No balls, 2 strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur out of stretch. Now the set. The double set. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. High for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Sun is gone behind the clouds. Nice setting right here. Feels good, comfortable for everyone. Here comes a pitch. Swing and miss out in front of it. They go down swinging. Nice out of the inning. They leave one aboard based on balls issue there in the top of the third at the end of two and a half. Nice in front. 5-0. And we'll mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by Target Sports. Target Sports, that's Larson and Sons Target Sports, located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Their number, 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting at Target Sports in Sheridan. We need some final warm-up tosses right here. Lantana going to pitching right here to pitcher. Came on last inning. Bottom of the third inning. Nice getting ready to bat. Getting ready to step in once again. It's going to be T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell was batting. He had two pitches on him. And then trying to steal third base was Gavin Buttel. He's thrown out at third base in the inning. So T.J. Bell going to step back up. D.H. in the ballgame. Batting in place of third baseman number 15, Billy Owens. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Going to face Lance Hanna. Lance Hanna going to work from the windup. Peering in, looking at singles from Colton Davis. Here comes the first pitch. Second time. T.J. Bell, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Early evening ball game. This game started at 7:30. Two of the other championships going to start at 8 p.m. Going to be a hit by pitch. T.J. Bell, very familiar with hit by pitch. He gets hit with his 13th pitch of the season. Like nothing happened. He's at first base now, and this batter going to step in, Justin Brady. Number 32, batting 256 in that left-handed batter's box. 378 on-base percentage for Justin Brady. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll foul one left side out of play. Going to get over the bleachers. Nice seating capacity right here at Central Cafe. Right behind home plate. You've got individual seats. They are nice. A lot of folks sitting there. Out of the set. Lance Hanna squaring the bunt. Justin Brady. He'll put a bunt down. He goes third baseline. Going to be fielder right there trying to make the throw. A little bit off balance with Ozzie Meeks. Run over to third base is T.J. Bell. Going to make a throw from third base. I think that's Matthew Ford. Matthew Ford fields that bunt. A little bit off balance trying to make a throw to first base. Goes into right field. Picked up right there by Dylan Lobenthal. Runners on the corners. Runners on the corners. Going to put in the batting spot right here. Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks going to step in. He's going to bat in Tyler Fox's spot. That's the seventh position in the lineup. Left-handed batter Keaton Brooks. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Lance Hanna, pickoff move, first base. Back safety, no tag applied. Justin Brady. Runners on the corners for the Knights. T.J. Bell at third base. Justin Brady at first. Pitch comes in, short off the glove. Kept it in front of him. Colton Davis could defeat his catcher. One ball, no strikes. Keaton Brooks can step back in. Left-handed batter. Keaton Brooks on the season, batting 294. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. One foot in the box, one foot out. Looking at signals. Coach Bordenay. The step back in. Here comes the wind. Strike call right across the plate. Early pitch right there. Working out a windup. Brooks steps in. Here comes the pitch. Two balls, one strike. Working from the windup. Lance Hanna. Swung on. It'll be a foul ball. Left side. He picked up by the third baseman. Matthew Ford. We're going to throw the ball back to Lance Hanna. Two balls, two strikes. Working from the windup, Lance Hanna. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter to step in, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick drew a walk, first time at the plate. Stepping off the back of the rubber is Lance Hanna. Caden Minnick, number 20, batting 261. That's in 29 ball games, 86 plate appearances, 69 official at bats. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, working out of the stretch. Lance Hanna, looking for signals. Now out of the set, he'll check third base. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Right-handed pitcher facing the left-handed batter. Caden Minnick. Let that one go by. Count goes 0-2. Out of the set, Lance Hanna. 0-2 pitch, high for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Nice batting, bottom of the third inning. One out, runners at second and third base. Peering in looking at signals. Lance Hanna, he'll check third base, second base, out of the set. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Shortstop, they're going to take a play at plate. They're going to call him safe. C.J. Bell gets the foot in there prior to the tag. They elect to go fielder's choice with that play, and it's going to be a run scored for the Knights. 6-0 contest. From being RBI off the bat of Caden Minnick. Going to cost him a trip to the plate, but he gets an RBI. Next batter to step in for the Knights, Bryn Robbins. Right-handed batter with number 33. Bryn Robbins batting 237 in the right-handed batter's box. Short off the glove, gets stopped once again by Colton Davis. Catcher for the Hornets. Taking second base on the mixed play baseball is Caden Minnick. Runners at second and third. Here comes the pitch. High and tight, ball two. Bryn Robbins looking for signals. Very few given, working out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Right across the dish, thigh high, strike called. Count goes 2-1. Lance Hanna working quick on the pitcher's rubber. Breaking pitch, crosses high. Count goes 3-1. Bryn Robbins looking at signals. Lance Hanna standing in the stretch. He's in a set position. Here comes the pitch. The short off the glove. Going to be a base on ball for Bryn Robbins. Robbins going to draw down to first base. Going to load the bases for the Knights. One out. Set to bat once again is Owen Munn, the one hitter for Central Catholic. Owen Munn, right-handed batter. Stepping in, batting 359. That right-handed batter's box. First pitch comes in high for ball one. 0-9, 464 on base percentage. That's first for the Knights. Here comes the 1-0. Low for ball two. Good block once again by Colton Davis. Saving a run right there. Might have been a wild pitch. That goes 2-0. Lance Hanning will step off the back of the rubber and step back in. He's going to step on the rubber, pitching from the windup. Here comes the 2-0. Pitch comes in high for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Probably no green light here for Owen Munn. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Pretty good confidence. Lance Hanna throwing a breaking pitch on 3-0. Here comes a 3-0, 3-1 pitch. Outside of ball, Owen Munn is going to jog to first base. The Knights are going to score a run. Justin Brady will cross home plate. Two runs in here in the bottom of the third inning. One out, tying out on the diamond. Coach Brad Scott jogging out. Going to pat Langatina out there on the back side. Going to have a little meeting of the minds right there. Infield talking it over. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. At Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Real estate agent. Real estate broker. Lisa listens. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Pitching change on the diamond. Get some warm-up tosses, another right-handed hurler. Coming over from second base, that's Eric Homko. Eric Homko warming up, pitching from a stretch. Knights have bases loaded. One out, bottom of the third inning. Two runs in. It's a 7-0 contest. Get some final warm-up tosses right there. Eric Homko doing the pitching. Where's number two? Working from a stretch, trying to get loosened up. Pitching here in the third inning. Looking at that lower strike zone. Pretty good pitch right there. Eric Homko talking it over with Coach Brad Scott. Coach Brad Scott going to walk off the diamond. Infield, get some encouragement right there for Eric Homko. Homko, a member of the senior class. Get a final warm-up toss. Said he's ready to go. The next batter for the Knights is going to step in, Evan Genhart. Evan Genhart plays shortstop. Where's number 24? Earlier today, Genhart went 2-for-2, scored two runs, and had two base on balls. First pitch to Genhart. Ankle, I should say, just below the kneecap. Strike call. Stepping back in the rubber, Eric Homko. Working out of a stretch and checks second base. Checks third, here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Evan Genhart, no balls, two strikes. Evan Genhart playing with a lot of confidence. Last 15, 20 games for the Knights. Pitch comes in, he'll foul this one out of play. No balls, two strikes. Runners on each base for the Knights. One out. Bottom of the third inning. 7-run ball game, Knights in front. Working from the windup, Eric Homko. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Going to set Evan Genhart down, swinging. A little bit of a hesitation pitch right there. Working from the windup. That's plenty of time. He hesitates as he makes the pitch. Comes back with good velocity. Two outs. stepping in, Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signal. He'll step off the back. Eric Tomko. Eric Tomko, second baseman, plays a good second base. You know he's got a good baseball IQ. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch from Tomko. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur has a good swing. It's just fluent. Ben Mazur, a couple of doubles, last couple of ball games. Ben Mazur doing the pitching in this ball game, still batting in the three spot for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Going to get over the head of, goes back to the backstop, coming in to score is Caden Minnie. Bit of a hurried pitch right there by Tomko. Goes over the head of Colton Davis, his catcher. The Knights have three runs in here in the bottom of the third inning. Two outs. One ball, one strike to Ben Mazur. Here comes out of the windup, Tomko. Pitch comes in, strike call. Ben Mazur. One ball, two strikes. Tomko out of the windup. Here's the pitch. Going to pop one up. Major league high fly ball. Maybe playable. It's going to be caught by the first baseman, Jace Jacoby, right over here in the back pocket of this young man. Almost went out of here. Foul territory. Good play by Jacoby. So the Knights come up with three runs. Again, one hit. Up to one error. They leave three aboard. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning. Knights in front, 8-0. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. That's foam signs, sandblasted, HDU foam, 1 inch, all the way to 4 inches thick, 4-foot by 8-foot signs. Also billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. That's Sign Production since 1985. They're located west of Arcadia on Devaney Road. You can dial them up at 317-984-3765. You can reach them by cell phone or text message, 317-946-2424. That's Sign Production, west of Arcadia. Getting ready to bat here at the top of the fourth inning. Going to be the Hornets, the Rossville Hornets. Keeping the baseball for the Knights, number 27, Ben Mazur. Getting ready to pitch in the top of the fourth. Hornets getting ready to step in. Put the gloves back on.
Going
to step in. The two hitter, number 16, Lance Hanna. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. First pitch comes in there, strike called. Knee-high right across the dish, fastball. 0-1 count to Hanna. Here comes a wind from Ben Mazur. Low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Lance Hanna wears number 16, batting .455 in that right-handed batter's box. These stats are updated. They are accurate. It'll be a foul ball, right side, up against this foul fence. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Lance Hanna, .553 on base percentage. Lance Hanna has 35 hits, 30 of them base hits. 3 doubles and 2 triples. You know, swinging a low fastball, swinging a miss. He'll go down on strikes.
I'm batting the first pitch.
Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 30, Jace Jacoby. Jacoby made that good play. Tail end to the bottom of the third. Right over here by the foul fence. Right-handed batter. He's going to go to Purdue. He's going to get a degree at the Purdue Boilermaker School of Knowledge. You're going to fly one to center field and be camped under and caught by Bryn Robbins. Second out here in the top of the fourth. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Going to be the third baseman, check that first base. We'll check that out. You got a different batter in the lineup. Right-handed batter. Matthew Ford becomes a pitch from Mazur. High fastball, ball one. Matthew Ford started out this ball game pitching. He pitched in the earlier ball game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, me a foul tip off the glove of Schumer. Strike two. Set back in, right-handed batter. Matthew Ford. Works from the windup, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, checks his swing. They're going to say he went. They're going to say he went on that. That's a tough one. I tell you what. Just step back in. That was the second strike. Step back in. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Matthew Ford. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch. Just missed. Matthew Ford batting with the benefit of the doubt right now. I think that check swing with something else. Working from the windup. Ben Mazur looking at signals. Here comes a 3-2. High for ball four. Going to say he didn't go on that one. Going to issue a walk. He jogged to first base, and he's smiling. Difficult task. Right there, number nine, Matthew Ford. Stepping into bat. The five hitter, number two, Eric Homko. He's the pitcher of record. Take that back. He came out second relief in the ball game now. Lance Hanna. Pitch comes in. Ball high. Right-handed batter, Eric Homko. He's batting 342 on the season, 462 on base percentage. Pitch comes in. High for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Eric Homko, second baseman. He got 21 singles, 3 doubles, and 1 home run. Right-handed batter, Eric Homko. Out of the set, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in and foul this one back out of play. Young man going to track it down. Harrison Raiders, he's quick. Two balls, one strike to Homko. Working out the stretch, now the set. The double set for Mazur. Pitch comes in high, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Ben Mazur steps back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals from Ryan Schumer. Now out of the set. Becomes a 3-1 pitch. No pickoff move first. First base, Justin Brady seals it. No tag applied. Back safe at first base, Matthew Ford. Matthew Ford has mentioned a sophomore. Pitch comes in, fouled back, out of play. Eric Homko, member of the senior class. 5 seniors on the Rossville roster. 3 seniors on the Knights roster. Here comes the set. Just a pitch. Take it off the second base. Going to be dropped third strike. With 2 outs, first base is open. And Ryan Schumer steps to the inside, throws a strike to Jepson Brady for the 3rd out. Top of the 4th inning. No runs, no hits. They leave 1 on base. Knights will bat in the bottom half of the 4th inning. We'll mention. This game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. In varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention, if you'd like to broadcast, cover your favorite team, cover a team that you like, you can call and contact Robbie Kendall at audiosportsonline.net. Get lined up, get ready for football season. Football season just around the corner. Put Me In Sports has already begun making plans for this fall and covering the Tipton Blue Devils. I do know the Tipton Blue Devils will be going against Central Catholic Knights again this season. They've had good ball games in the past 3-4 years. So if you want to broadcast, you can cover high school, you can cover middle school, you can cover youth baseball, youth football, you can cover the college realm, you can cover football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, you can cover soccer, and if you want to, you can cover cross country. It does happen. So getting some final warm-up tosses right there. Lance Hanna. Knights getting ready to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. First batter to step in is going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to step in, going to bat for the Knights. Here in the bottom of the fourth. 8-run ball game. Knights in front.
You're
going to bring the ball to the pitcher right there and put in the glove of Eric Homko. Step in, left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer on the season batting .319, .473 on-base percentage. 23 hits, he's got 15 singles. He's got 6 doubles. He has not hit a triple, but he does have 2 home runs. And that came in a couple of ball games ago in the same game. First pitch comes in called strike. Second pitch, backdoor curveball, also in there for a strike. Pretty good positioning of that pitch by Eric Homko. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Turn in, here comes the wind and the 0-2 pitch to Schumer. Gonna foul one, see if it's gonna be foul. It's gonna be a fair ball. It's going to be inside the line, third baseline. He took it the other way. Our vantage point is beyond first base. Foul territory. About 20 feet out. Not even with the field grass behind second base. So a base hit right there for Ryan Schumer. He gets himself aboard once again. He's working for that cycle. Doing his running again at first base is number 17, Gavin Boutel. Next batter, T.J. Bell, working out a stretch. Homko, short off the glove, going to get by the catcher, Colton Davis. Probably going to be issued a wild pitch from the right arm of Eric Homko. So jogging down to second base is Gavin Boutel on the misplayed baseball. Step out of the box and step back in, T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter for the Knights. Working out the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in low for a ball. It's short off. Stop right there by Colton Davis. 2 balls, no strikes. Signals being given to step back in. Steps in the rubber. Eric Homko out of the set. He'll check second base. Comes a 2-0. Right across the dish. Knee high. Strike called. T.J. Bell, 2 balls, 1 strike. T.J. Bell on the season batting an even 200, 350 on base percentage. Pitch comes in high for ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. Gavin Boutel at second base. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Working out a stretch. Now the set is the pitch. Low for ball 4. Last time, T.J. Bell took a hit by pitch to get to first base. He'll get a 4 balls issued to him. He'll jog to first base after a walk. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bournet going to make an adjustment. Home plate umpire has that miniature stenographer's pad, and Isaac Bushy is going to run at first base for T.J. Bell. Next to bat for the Knights, 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady going to step in Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. Pitch comes in low for ball one. Justin Brady, 21 hits on the season. He got 12 singles, 8 doubles. He's got a home run. He's got 21 RBI. Justin Brady, left-handed batter. Here comes a pitch from Homko. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Justin Brady going to be a foul tip in the glove. Strike called. Dump goes one ball, two strikes. Working from a stretch. Now the set. Check second base. Eric Homko. Swing and a miss in the glove. Justin Brady going to walk back to the dugout. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Next batter going to step in, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks stays in the ballgame. Keaton Brooks batting right there for Tyler Fox in the seventh position. First pitch, breaking pitch in there for a strike. Backdoor curveball from Homko. Finding pretty good placement. Pretty good relief point from Homko. Working out the stretch, now the set. It checks second base. Pitch comes in low and outside, ball one. Keaton Brooks, one ball, one strike. One out. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Bottom of the fourth inning. Lights are pretty much needed at this point. Pretty cloudy sky. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, one strike. The Keaton Brooks. He's set back in. Left-handed batter facing the righty, Eric Homko. Swing and a miss. 2-2 count. Keaton Brooks is going to step back in. Homko stretch right there out of set. It's at second base. Pitch comes in to take a drive to go the other way with it. So left field coming on to make the catch in left field, Caden Wilson. Caden Wilson makes the catch. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Next batter going to step in. We're going to see Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson going to step in. He's working right there on the diamond. He's missed about 3, 4, maybe 5 games. Coach Bournet going to let him step in, left-handed batter. Carter Johnson has taken a back seat. With that hamstring, just step in now. Carter Johnson, a member of the senior class. Out of set, here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Up the middle, he'll go in the hole right here created by the shortstop. They're going to throw a play at the plate. They're going to get him out at home plate. It's going to be a base hit for Carter Johnson. They're going to throw out Gavin Buttel at home plate. Pretty good toss from the outfield. So the Knights come up with no runs in the bottom of the fourth. Come up with a couple base hits. Maybe a couple guys on base. At the end of four, Knights 8. Hornets 0. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly auto trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. You can visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. So they're working right there on the diamond, getting ready to pitch here in the top of the fifth inning. Rossville Hornets getting ready to send the batter to the plate. Ben Mazur going to pitch here in the top of the fifth. This batter's going to step in. Right-handed batter, first pitch from Mazur. Ball low. Squared the bunt there. Thought he was going to bunt. In the batter's box, 28 Colton Davis. Right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. Loose ball out there. Hudson Gutwein's going to retrieve it. Toss it back to Schumer and give it to the umpire. Two balls, no strikes. Just step back in. Here comes a line from Ben Mazur up the middle. Be fielded by shortstop. He'll come back down. They're going to call him out. He's going to jog back to the dugout. He's going to stay on the base as if he wasn't called out. And they're going to call him out. See what the play is. He's going to stand at first base, Colton Davis. The throw was high to Justin Brady. He had to come down on the bag. And the call was out by the A position fourth umpire. They're going to come out and have a conversation. It's going to be Coach Brad Scott. To talk with the A position umpire. Throw was high. Running it out big time is Colton Davis, their catcher. On a base hit to shortstop, Deanhart. Well, I take that back. It was Hudson Gutwein in the ballgame for Deanhart at shortstop position. They're going to have a conversation. First base umpire is going to talk with the home plate umpire. They're all four going to get together. They're going to talk this over. See if he came down on the base prior to Colton Davis reaching first base. The throw was high. The initial call at first base was out. The only other call that could overrule it would be the home plate umpire. They talk it over for a little bit. You pretty much knew they were going to come back with an out signal. There's no review here in high school, and there's no camera to look at. So one out on the diamond. Next batter going to step in for the Hornets. Going to be number four, Ozzie Meeks. Ozzie Meeks playing third base. Where's number four batting 267? Right-handed batter's box, 329 on base percentage. First pitch, swing and a miss. Ozzie Meeks, where's number four? Got 20 hits on the season, 17 singles. He's got three doubles. He'll foul this one back to the screen. Ozzie Meeks, 10 RBI. He scored 10 runs. He's taken 26 of the 30 ball games. Here comes a wind from Mazur. Low for a ball. Good short hop block by Mazur. Schumer, there at home plate. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Top of the fifth inning. Knights in front, 8-0. Here comes a wind from Ben Mazur. Low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Ozzie Meeks. That Ozzie word just has you thinking about shortstop for the Cardinals. Low for a ball. Tell goes full at 3-2. Ozzie Meeks, right-handed batter facing the righty, Ben Mazur. 3-2 kills. Here comes the pitch. The foul one out of play over the nice dugout right side. Ozzie Meeks going to stay in the batter's box. He'll face the 3-2 once again. Ozzie Meeks, a member of the senior class for the Rossville Hornets. Working from the windup, here comes the pitch. Low for ball four. Ozzie Meeks, a good quality at bat. He'll jog to first base with the base on balls. Next batter going to step in, designated hitter, Kyan Spencer. Kyan Spencer wears number one. That's in the eighth position. 291 on base percentage. He's got six singles. He's got a double. Seven RBI and seven runs scored. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Ben Mazur. First pitch, strike called, fastball. At first base, number four, Ozzie Meeks. One out, top of the fifth inning. In the batter's box, Kyan Spencer. Ground ball in the infield, going to get through the gap there. First and second base. Base hit, picked up there by Caden Minnick. He hits the cutoff, Evan Deanhart. And two aboard for the Rossville Hornets. Base hit off the bat of number one, Kyan Spencer. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to jog out and have a conversation with his infield. And we'll mention a little bit about the Carroll Cougars. Carroll Cougars pitcher, that's Will Eldridge. Will Eldridge, congratulations are in order. I will mention Will Eldridge did not play against the Knights on the 23rd of May. When the Carroll Cougars were right here at Central Catholic, Will Eldridge was a bit ailing right here. Will mentioned that he was selected as an IHBCA North All-Star contributor. He's going to be a pitcher. And that's the second time an individual in the program has earned this honor. Will Eldridge will be in the North-South All-Star game. The game will be held the weekend of June 24th through the 26th at Indiana Wesleyan in Marion. And that's the university that Will Eldridge will attend. Wish the best for him. Working out a stretch, now with set, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, going to be a bunt. Third baseline, going to be a foul ball. Picked up by Billy Owens. It's also back to Ben Mazur. Devin Miller, the batter, he's a nine-hitter. Played center field for the Hornets. Devin Miller batting 263 on the season, 373 on base. He's got 14 singles. He's got a double. He's got seven RBI. Pickoff move, second base. Timing play from Evan Deanhart, safe at second. That's number four, Ozzie Meeks at second base. Number one, Kyan Spencer at first base. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Squaring the bunt. Let the ball go by, pull the bat back, a strike called. No balls, two strikes. Devin Miller, the nine hitter for the Hornets. Six comes in, lets it go by. They'll go down looking. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. Two runners aboard, first and second base. Next batter is going to be number 24. He's the leadoff batter in this ballgame. Dylan Lobenthal, right-handed batter, wears 24, batting 362, the right-handed batter's box. Here comes the first pitch. Right across the dish, strike called. Dylan Lobenthal, number 24, another member of the senior class for the Hornets. Working out a stretch, now the set. Mazur, check second base. Foul ball right there around home plate. Count goes 0-2. Dylan Lobenthal, 495 on base percentage. 29 hits on the season. 28 are singles. One is a home run. Becomes the 0-2 pitch. High for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Stepping back in the rubber. Ben Mazur looking at signals from Schumer. Out of the set, checks second base. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss. So go down swinging. They're going to leave two aboard. Take that back. They're going to leave one aboard. They'll walk off. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Knights in front after 4.5. 8-0 ball game. And we'll mention a little bit about the final regular season poll. It's poll number 8 from May 23rd. Class 1A, top 10. Beginning this day, Borden at number one, they're 22-6, 212 votes. Borden playing in the contest today. Here we find him. Borden played Barrieve. Barrieve, number two in the rankings, they're 19-6, 194 votes. Barrieve and Borden did play each other. Number one played number two, and number two, Barrieve, got the win. Barrieve playing right now as the home team at Lagodi. They're going against Tecumseh. Tecumseh is in the receiving votes category down at the bottom of this page. At number three, it's Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, 148 votes, 23-6 right there. They're 24-6 now. We'll mention Central Catholic right here playing Rossville here at the Lafayette Central Catholic Regional. Rossville also located in the receiving votes category at the bottom of the page. Number four is South Central. South Central at 16-7. South Central, they're playing in the regional final right now versus Fremont at South Bend, Washington. Union City Indians at number five. Number six is Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Seven is Riverton Park. Eight is Lagodi. Number nine is Caston. And at number 10 is Fremont. Fremont playing South Central at South Bend, Washington. First pitch comes in, strike. No balls, one strike. Seven back in, number 33, Bryn Robbins. Working from the windup, Eric Homko. Pitch comes in outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Eric Homko, here comes the wind. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing the righty. Bryn Robbins yet to take a swing. One ball, two strikes. There comes a wind from Homko. The 1-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Going to get back to the screen. 2-2 count to Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins batting .237 on the season. .366 on base percentage for Robbins. He went the distance. Pitcher's rubber in game one. Pitch comes in, a ball high. 3-2 count for Robbins. Right-handed batter facing the righty. Pitch comes in. Swung on. Going to be a base hit up the middle. Bryn Robbins takes a 3-2 pitch. Full cut. Ground ball up the middle for a base hit. Next batter going to step in. We're going to see Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in. He's the second baseman. Where's number 12? Couple of signals given from Coach Bordenay. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn. Owen Munn batting .359. That's in 29 games. Here comes a pickoff move, first base. Back safely, head first, is Bryn Robbins. Owen Munn, .464 on base percentage. Owen Munn, 26 singles, 6 doubles, and a home run. Working from a stretch, now the set, Eric Homko. Breaking pitch, perfect break, strike called. 0-1-10, step 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning. 8-run ball game, Knights in front. Pickoff move, first base, no tag applied by Jacoby. You get it back to Homko. Eric Homko, peering in, looking at singles out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Can be a short hop the glove. Kind of missed up his footing. Footing right there on the rubber. Dropped the foot a little early. And a good stop right there by Colton Davis. That type of thing happens every so often, but not much. He's okay. He's smiling. He gave up a ball. Colton Davis kept it in front of him, and Bryn Robbins is still at first base. 1-1 kill. Nobody out. Out of the set, Homko going to foul this one out of play. Does it? Owen Munn. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 count to Owen Munn and tap the plate. Stepping back in the rubber, Number two, Eric Comco, out of the stretch to set, swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch. Had to try to protect the plate right there. And he'll go down swinging. That's Owen Munn. Batting with one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, right-handed batter, steps in facing the righty out of the stretch. Eric Homko comes pickoff move, first base. Back safely, head first is Bren Robbins. One runner aboard for the Knights. One out, bottom of the fifth. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Evan Dienhart, the batter, right-handed batter's box. Dienhart on the season. Highest batting average on the Knights at .464. Pitch comes in. Strike call, outside edge, thigh high. Count goes 1-1. Evan Dienhart, 37 base hits. Two doubles, 16 RBI. He's crossed the plate himself 25 times. High for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, looking at signals. Coach Bournet gave a couple, maybe not many. He'll get a lead off there at first base. Bren Robbins. Pitch now to stretch. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Evan Dienhart might see his best pitch of the at-bat right here. 3-1 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Eric Homko out of the set. Pitch comes in. Strike call. Die-high fastball. Count goes full. 3-2 count to Evan Dienhart. Miles Street at first base. Bren Robbins. Taking off for second. It's going to be ball four. They're jogged down to first base. Bren Robbins ends up jogging into second base. Next batter in the lineup. We're going to see Ben Mazur. Two runners aboard, first and second base, one out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Ben Mazur, pitcher of record for the Knights. He's gone five. He's going to step in and bat as the three-hitter for the Knights. Out of the set, pitch comes in. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Ben Mazur taps the plate near and far. Mazur steps back in. .245 batting average for the Knights. Outside pitch. Good stop. Couldn't get. Got a glove on it. Ball gets by. Colton Davis. And runners on second and third base for the Knights. Ben Mazur. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter to step back in. Number two, Eric Homko, third pitcher in the ball game, used by the Hornets. He'll work from the windup. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. 2-1 count to Mazur. Mazur looking for a pitch in his wheelhouse. Got a wide stance right there. Right-handed batter's box. Looking from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch from Homko. High, going to hit him. Going to be a hit by pitch. High pitch, tight. It's just baseball. Nothing major happening here. He's going to jog down to first base. So he'll catch the bag. He'll give way to courtesy runner Nathan Bass. He'll catch the base and he'll walk off. Ben Mazur, pick up his glove, get ready to pitch in the top of the sixth. He's going to walk off with a smile on his face. He gets a good hand clap. Runners on each base for the Knights. Bases loaded for Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer hit one off the base of the wall earlier in this contest. Steps in. Homko's first pitch, low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Eric Homko, to step back in the rubber. Bases loaded for the Knights. One out. Ryan Schumer batting. To take a shot to right field. Going to drop in as a base hit. Picked up on the second hop. They'll go to first base with it. Dylan Robitaille. The Knights get across the plate. It's going to be a 10-0 contest after five. We do thank you for listening. We thank for the cooperation, both coaching staff. We thank Coach Brad Scott, Coach Tim Bordenay. They're going to walk off the diamond. Knights going to capture the win. Knights will continue on. They'll play next week. They'll play on the 11th in the semi-state. It'll either happen at LaPorte High School or Kokomo. Kokomo has synthetic field turf. That'd be a good place to go. Might be LaPorte. I believe LaPorte has grass. We'll find out early in the week. Check the website, putmeinsports.com. Putmeinsports.com will be there to cover the ball game. We thank you for tuning in. If you want to stay tuned, just a little bit later, we'll talk to Coach Bordenay here in just a little bit. We thank you for listening. We'll mention no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
Defensive coaches, if you could have your teams remain at the home plate area going for post-game awards, thank you.
And we're post-game right now. I'm going to talk to Coach Bordenay. Coach Bordenay, you had two ball games. You had two pitchers. It worked out well.
Yeah, you know, I thought Bren, he's just three strikes, you know, and challenged our hitters this morning and did a really good job. And Ben was able to overpower him tonight. You know, I thought we had great at-bats all day. I mean, our approach to the plate was phenomenal. We took what the pitchers gave us, and we didn't swing at bad pitches and put some pressure on the defense. And a couple times they cracked, and we took advantage of it.
So when you had a good game this morning, you came back to Ben Mazur. I said, well, batting in a three spot, you never know what's going to happen off of his bat.
Yeah, you know, he gives us a good at-bat. You know, he's a great all-around player, and you know, I'm just happy with all of our guys right now. We're hitting our stride, and I know we're going to enjoy this, but we've got a tough one next week.
We'll have a South Central or what's the other?
South Central won tonight, so we're going to get South Central and be a great ball game. You know, we have a great pitcher, they have a great pitcher, and whoever executes is going to win.
Either be at LaPorte or Kokomo. Do you have a preference?
No, not really. You know, we'll go wherever they send us. We're happy to be playing at this point in the year, so wherever we go, we'll be ready to play.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to
being
here.
Thank you. Thanks for being here today.
Cool. Thanks. See you. So that's Coach Bordenay. He's pretty elated. You know he is. They're going to have some pictures taken, and we're going to bow out of here. We're going to head home. So thank you for listening. We hope you'll tune in next week. Check the website. You'll see the time. Central Catholic going to play with South Central. South Central, I believe, I'm reiterated, they're number four in the final poll, May 23rd poll. They're number four. Central Catholic at number three. Ought to be a good matchup. We'll check that out next Saturday, the 11th. Thanks for tuning in.